Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you told me this story and I was not reading it on a verified website, I don't know that I would have believed you. The title of the article reads, "She cannot see home plate."
Oh, I got that right here.
"But this softball pitcher just landed a D1 scholarship." This is out of Cheshire, Connecticut. "As a Cheshire High School sophomore, Jenica Matos threw three no-hitters last season before the Rams squared off against their arch rival in a Connecticut Class State Championship semifinal game last June. One of those no-hitters came at the expense of the Blue Knights, so they were focused heading into that game. But Matos nearly repeated her performance and yielded just one hit while striking out 13 batters to help Cheshire win 4-0. A few days later, they lost state, and it says, "Not bad for a young woman who is legally blind and started to go, by the way, at age 10. She is legally blind and just got offered a D1 scholarship to play softball."
Good for her.
And Sam, you were like helping explain, and I played softball. I played fast pitch for 6 or 7 years. So
I've got your card.
This is such an incredible accomplishment, but you said of all of the positions one could play and excel,
being legally blind,
you think the pitcher is the sole position?
It would absolutely be the pitcher. I don't want to poke fun at blindness.
No, God, no.
She wouldn't be a very good outfielder, and I certainly would not want her on first base for her own safety. Yes, my favorite student in the front row.
I have a question, Professor. I played beer softball leagues when I was in my 20s and 30s. Does the pitcher have to bat?
That's a great question. I think they do.
So she's an automatic strikeout.
I wouldn't say that.
No, I don't think so.
But in terms of pitching, specifically with softball, not so much with baseball. There's more variation in the throw style, trying to get the different throws. But with softball, there's really... there's a lot of hand movement, but in terms of the arm movement, it is very repetitive. If you watch the College World Series, I think it's called, with softball, and you watch the pitchers, all of the top-tier D1 pitchers, they don't do the same thing. They all have their own little quirks where, like, maybe one will wipe their hand on their pants, maybe one will rub their eyebrow. But they all do the same exact thing over and over and over again. It is a sport of repetition, and even though she may or may not be able to see perfectly where that ball is going, she knows that when she releases the ball in that direction, it's going to do what she wants it to do.
By the way, in most softball leagues, according to this site I'm on the internet, the pitcher does not bat.
Well, there you go.
So she turned 17 on April 17th, but her vision will prevent her from ever having a driver's license. She cannot read a whiteboard at the front of the classroom. Her teacher often provides her notes that she can copy and study. While she cannot see home plate, when she is standing in the pitcher's circle, she can certainly find that strike zone with her fastball, which reaches speeds up to 64 miles an hour. For context, that translates to a baseball pitcher in the low 90s. In addition, playing for Cheshire, she plays for a travel team. And let me see where... She is powerful and intense on the mound. With her sunglasses, she wears rain or shine, giving her an imposing presence. She is a competitor, and she is a thinking competitor. Quoting here from her coach, she truly does seek out the game within the game to beat her opponents. She is a gritty, gritty competitor.
I mean, it would be impossible for us to know exactly what her vision is, but, you know, she can obviously make out what she is throwing at.
She says, we have never, ever found any holes in how she fields her position from the mound. She only needs two accommodations in order to pitch. First, her catcher needs to have a chest protector and a glove in contrasting colors.
There you go.
To make sure that happens, the family bought a white chest protector and brings it down to games because most catcher's gloves are black or dark brown. And the second thing she needs is a way to get pitching signals from her coaches. Ordinarily, catchers relay signals and information on what pitch to throw. She can't tell how many fingers her catcher may be flashing, so once again, they have used creativity. The coach wears a black coat or black clothes and a neon winter glove. That's how she signals the signs to the catcher and pitcher.
Okay, I'm going to ask the dumbest question I've ever asked on this show in 19 years. I thought that there was only one pitch in fast pitch softball,
It
was the fast pitch.
Oh, no.
They have curves and
sliders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It looks the same, like I said, and how I mentioned with the repetition of the arm movement. When you're pitching in baseball with the overhand arm movement, it takes a whole lot more of the elbow and the shoulder movement to get the type of throw that you want. In softball, it's all about the wrist flick.
So you can throw a curveball in softball.
Yes.
Her college coach is now saying, her college coach is now saying she is the player that every single coach dreams of. And she said when she was like being scouted and stuff, she didn't want them to know about it. She just wanted.
Kind of important.
No. Well, is it?
Yeah, because you're going to need a designated hitter.
No. You're going to need contrasting colors. That is such a simple accommodation for the catcher's chest protector and the glove.
Now, I'm assuming, and again, I think that she's amazing. I'm not making fun of her at all. I'm assuming she's not very good at fielding a bunt.
This says that she has had no issues.
Huh.
She got looks from Seton Hall, University of Massachusetts.
Where's she going?
St. John's.
She's going to St. John's in New York?
Yep.
Huh.
Does it mention her ability to cover first? I'm asking genuinely.
It does.
Are you trying to be a smart aleck?
No, it does not. The coach says there's nothing on her defense work on the mound where she cannot get things done.
Okay. Then all the power to her.
She's awesome.
It is an incredible story.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.